Well, with spring football back in the form of the new old USFL, a football story for you today called Controlling the Tongue. It was a particularly tough football game, and nerves were on edge. The home team had been the victim of three or four close calls, and they were now trailing the visitors by a touchdown when the official called yet another close one in the visitors' favor. The home team quarterback blew his top. "How many times can you do this to us in a single game?" he screamed. "You were wrong on the out-of-bounds call. You were wrong on the last holding call. You failed to say anything about a late hit in the first quarter." The official just stared. The quarterback seethed. He tried to suppress language that might get him tossed out of the game. "What it comes down to," he bellowed, "is that you stink." And the official stared a few more seconds, then dropped his flag, bent down, picked up the ball, and paced off 15 yards, put the ball down, and then he turned to face the steaming quarterback. "And how do I smell from here?" he asked. There are so many times when it's hard to bite the tongue and say nothing. That urge to say something seems so overpowering that words sometimes erupt before we have a chance to think them through. Unfortunately, those words have consequences. The minor offenses result in 15-yard penalties. The more serious offenses result in years of regret and heartache, or perhaps broken relationships that take years to rebuild. May your words today be few, calm, and carefully thought out. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.